Hermina Chavez here, owner and operator of Absolutely Fabulous Chez Soufflé and proud sponsor of EPRN, Black-owned and operated radio network. Absolutely Fabulous Chez Soufflé is 100% shea butter whipped to thick, rich, creamy perfection with only natural ingredients. Your skin will delight in the long-lasting moisture and delicate scents such as strawberry mango, baby fresh, and vanilla coconut, to name a few. Visit our website of afshea.com to choose your favorite today.
Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLLP.com.
Are you a proud Black business owner or musician? Email me at MinaShaz@gmail.com to have your business and music posted and mentioned on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, for a small donation. We're a proud sponsor for Black-owned businesses and are looking forward to promoting your hard work and further success. Again, if you're interested in having your business advertised, please email me at MinaShaz@gmail.com. That's MinaShaz@gmail.com.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
listen now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in it.
No pleasure in it.
Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Dear
Mr. President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen and your job is to try to corrupt us. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping his cover. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we were given. All the ones that'll be protected are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Woe to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? Torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit. Gotta turn down the flesh to even hear it. Do you feel it?
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who don't believe it?
The fact of the matter is that this life is a battle. We're being chastised now with a spiritual powder. How you expect to go to war with no ammo? You better think about it. We are like a nation of Rambos, even the king riding. Gotta disarm us before we unify. Identify each other as brothers and commit genocide. Let's ride, Israelite bride. And the Bible is my 45. Study getting scriptures, getting closer to the Most High. Tell me who wanna bang out with the highest power without him. You dirt cheap, like a drinking happy hour. This goes out to all the non-believers. Y'all a bunch of cowards. Y'all too busy being wicked, letting pork be pit the fire. Y'all wake up confessing, knowing I'm
Even though it's kind of hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
You gotta draw a line, pick a side. Strapped in for the bride. Grace means you survived. A lot of Judah ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side. Strain worn, born to thrive. Chains on, tossed aside. Drain mourn from genocide. Who do you believe in? Set it off like Stephen. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking? Or folly that you speaking? The foe steady peaking. The spirit steady leading. Abba is one and he won't change. Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames. So what is you talking about? We struggle and we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name.
I higher forgive us.
Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive, and we still tame. And these pastors, they some actors, they just still change. So when I ask you, do you struggle or you feel shame? Or is this old game?
John 14 and 2 through 4. Like heaven looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. 4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and call not upon thy power of higher.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Peace and blessings, family, and thank you for joining me this evening. For we come together again tonight for the book of Jeremiah. We're on chapter 5 tonight. Well, let's start our evening off with this food for thought. 2 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So pretty much saying, guys, if you're going to suffer, just like the Most High suffered. Timothy talking about how he suffered, and now we're also going to suffer. He's also telling you pretty much all the people that he's around, and those people are here today. They're amongst us this very day, and they're going strong. But they won't go any further, though. Yea, and all that will live highly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So you got that? So yes, the scriptures are used for inspiration, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So everything here is about righteousness, so that you may be perfect for the Most High. So let's read Jeremiah chapter 5. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find a man, if there be any that execute judgment, that seek the truth, and I will pardon it. And though they say, the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. So I'm going to go ahead and stop right there too, family, because they don't know us. And what happens is that, oh Lord, are they eyes upon the truth? Are they eyes upon the truth? You know, stricken them. The Most High has stricken us. He's stricken us, and we're stricken right now. We still don't see it. He's stricken us, but we still don't see it. But we grieve not. We have not been sitting down sulking and weeping. There hasn't been true weeping and gnashing of teeth yet for us, because we don't see it. But let's check it out. Let's look at this right here. Let's go to Isaiah 9:13. Let's do an Isaiah 9:13, because we have to know that the Most High is meaning something here. So let's see. If he spoke it once, it's been spoken twice. Thrice has a thing been said for clarity. Okay? So chapter 9 of Isaiah and verse 13. So let's put 9 and 13 of Isaiah. Let's see what he's talking about. For the people turneth not unto him that smite them, neither do they seek the Lord of hosts. So even Nino's telling you, you know, that people, you know, he was smiting them, and they still didn't turn to him for help. A lot of them still turn to their idols. A lot of them still in their vanity. They didn't even believe he existed or believe, you know, didn't care, didn't think, you know, he would do anything unto them. They figured that they just throw up a little sheep bone on the grill, sheep leg on the grill, and call it a day. And think that's going to offer up something, you know, to the Most High. And I say these things the way I say them because, I mean, we don't talk like they do in the old school days. And sometimes we need that little talk to kind of get us awake, to snap us out of that androgynous feeling, that weird feeling. Give us some clarity. Put some spark in us. Put some spunk in us. But that's what Isaiah 9:13 said. So let's keep reading. I will get me unto the great men and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. Wherefore a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evening shall spoil them. A leopard shall watch over their cities. Everyone that goeth out thence shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many and their backslidings are increased, or either strong. So pretty much the Most High, they're telling us, you know, in Jeremiah, they're telling us, this is what's going on, God's plague. This is all about God's plague, what he's doing. And right now, it isn't, because we're not on the land, and so he's not using those animals, so to speak, to take us out and to bring fear in us. Because back in the day, they weren't attacking us like that. Lions and deers, they weren't attacking us like that. But the Most High opened the doors for that to happen. And therefore, the difference now is that the lions and leopards are these new vaccines that are coming out. The trickery of the mind, the wicked, these wicked people amongst us, these wicked people that are pushing certain things in our way, are causing us to have to do certain things to ourselves that we know is not good. But we, in order for us to think we have to live because we're not depending on the Most High, because we're not returning back to him, we therefore fall into the snares, into the traps of these wicked people. These wicked people are now the animals that was read of in verse 6 of chapter 5 in the book of Jeremiah. So verse 7, how shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me and sworn by them that are no God. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. Okay, in the harlots' houses. Now, we could go both ways with this. We can say harlot houses as far as being with women or harlot houses being in these churches. That's some serious food for thought right there, yo. Because he did say that he said, how shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me and sworn by them that are no gods. And then in the same verse, it also reads, they did committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlot houses. So the Most High sees us as his wives, as his bride. And what we go do? We go off and go off and see the harlots. So that means we go off, you know, to Catholicism. We go off to be the Baptists. We go off to be, you know, Muslims. We go off to be, you know, Seventh-day Adventists. We go off to be all these whorehouses that are around and about us. And the Catholic one is the biggest one of them all. And that's where a lot of majority of the people are. But he said, this is what our children have done. This is where we at right now. We're here right now. We're here to this day, family. They were as fed horses in the morning. Everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? And shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Because Most High, he feels mad. You remember how his temper was flared in the beginning when Moses went up into the mountain to go get the Ten Commandments so the Most High could give him, you know, the orders to send out to the people that he's chosen? And then he looks down and says, oh my gosh, you better come get these people. What are they doing? They don't build a calf, a golden calf. And the Most High was ready to take us down then. He was ready to take our answer. He was done then. Now, man, you think he just put in all that work to get us out of the land of Egypt to save us? And we come out, and then what we go do? Our little backsliding selves. We've been backsliding for a minute, y'all. This ain't nothing new. This is nothing new. We've been backsliding for a hot minute. Okay? And so, Most High was ready to take us out then, and this shows you his temper. That's what I'm not understanding. That's what we're not seeing. You know, we have such reprobate minds, and we have let these wicked people, the Most High has allowed these people to really just transgress our minds. Some of us he really let go, because some of us are going through this world through the motions, going through what these people, these beings or whatever they are saying to you. Most High has allowed some of y'all just to be gone. He said he just give y'all up to reprobate minds. He's letting you go. And you can see it amongst us, even in those so-called awakened Jews out here, you know. And I hate saying the Jews because it's, you know, awakened Israel, so to speak, or awakened Judah. Because Judah is the one that's pretty much been spread out. Because Israel been gone, and Israel was considered kind of like the 10 tribes, too. So it's an interchangeable, you know, name. Israel, you know, is interchangeable. Jews, I guess, is interchangeable. Anyway, let's get back to the topic because it's very important that we read Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 9. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord, and shall not any soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Verse 10. Go ye up upon her walls and destroy, but make not a fool in. Take away her battlements, for they are not the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, saith the Lord. He said, we dealt treacherously against him. You know, and that's it's like you husbands out there who married and your wife's committed adultery. That hurt. And a lot of you guys were ready to go kill. That's how the Most High felt. That's how he feels. He's about to handle some business again right now. But that's how he felt. So imagine that. Or some of you women, imagine how your husbands, if they cheat on you, how you feel. You know, adultery is adultery, no matter who do it in a relationship. So if the woman did it to her husband, or if the man did it to her, we know how we feel, women, when our husband, you know, deceive us and betray us like that. Some of us do ready to kill, cut off, or some of us just do revenge. And the Most High, you know, he'll do some stuff. He'll allow some things to happen, you know, before he do his major damage. Verse 12. They have belied the Lord and said, it is not he, neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see sword nor famine. Why would they say that? Let's check out Isaiah 28, 15 to see why would they say that. So Isaiah 28, verse 15. Why would they say such a thing? What arrogance, what pride, you know, what pride, what vanity. That's vanity, y'all. That's what Cain was exemplifying over there, you know, in the garden area. Most High gave him some, you know, gave him land, you know, started him off all nice and dandy, and he said, nah, I'm going to take over more than you. He started getting a little more vain than the Lord, who created it all and allowing these things to grow. Okay? Let's get it in. So Isaiah 28 and verse 15. I love reading scriptures. It's just so fun. I'm sorry. It's just so good. I mean, I didn't realize this because back in the day, I wasn't like this. I was not like this. You know, I had a little regular so-called New Testament Bible on. And I remember just having it around. I remember just going through. I had faith of something. I had faith of something, but not works to go with that faith. So that faith was dead. That's why I was able to go through the motions of Christmas and all these pagan holidays and go through the life. If I had been not following these scriptures and gotten works into this, I would be right now subjecting myself to this poison that they put in our bodies to take us out. But I digress. Let's get on it. Let's do it. Isaiah 28 and verse 15. And it reads, because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Y'all, I'm going to read this to y'all again. This is Isaiah, verse 15. Let's read that again, because this is what the Most High said, because you guys got to understand what we're dealing with here. You guys got to start taking this stuff serious. Y'all got to start getting serious about this thing. That's why I say take religion out of this. Once you come out of that thought of Christianity, once you come out of that Christianity mindset and read this book as a history book and as it was written to be read, then you will start to see and take the Most High's word more seriously right now. Way more seriously right now. Because there are things that happen, and you realize he'll open your eyes to some stuff that you ain't never noticed before. And some spiritual things, too, you'll be able to see. And I don't really get into the things that I can do because sometimes some things are required, Most High requires me to just be calm and quiet about. Some things are not made for people right now. He has me out here just putting out his word. That's all I'm going to do. Our conversations will be between us. And what he gives me to see and know is between us. And I just go out here and do what is being spoken of and what's being told so I can wake up others so they can be, so the Most High can start working and talking to them. You understand? So, let's read that again. Okay, I'm going to read verse 12. They have belied the Lord and said, it is not he, neither shall evil come upon us. They said he ain't coming upon them, no evil's coming upon them, no sword or famine. Okay? This is what the people say. This is what our people were saying. Our people were saying some stuff, y'all. We were talking some noise. But the Most High has definitely shown us, for those that are awake and willing to receive, because some of us are still just denying the whole fact. Nah, we didn't get shipped over here. No, we're not even these people. It's just bad luck. We just have bad luck. Black folks just have bad luck. That's all. It's just bad luck, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Once we vote in the right, you know, candidate, we'll be straight. We'll live the best life ever. Your idols. Okay? Well, let's read it. 28 and 15. Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Ain't that the way? People, y'all better wake up. Please wake up, family. Wake up. Verse 13. And the prophet shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them. Pretty much meaning that, pretty much now, the word is not coming back to a lot of us. I mean, we're really just now so-called waking up, so to speak, so and everything. So the word has went away from us. So we've been hundreds of years of oppression, not knowing nothing. Always wondering why we're at the bottom of the barrel. Been told lies to deceive us. The Most High was using those things to filter out his weaklings. He was using those to figure to filter out those that don't belong in the kingdom, that aren't going to be a part of the kingdom. And the prophet shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them. The prophets, meaning that we ain't have no real prophets no more. They're just fantasies now. They're just wind. They're just out in the wind. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord, God of hosts, because ye spake this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. So pretty much he was telling them, look, I'm going to make you a prophet here. He's talking to Jeremiah because he's telling Jeremiah these things. But this is for tonight, for today too. This is for us too. This is for the now as well. These prophets aren't just for prophesying for just them. They were prophesying about a whole future was to come. These people are serious. These are God's prophets. Okay? So he's telling them. So he was telling him to tell the people, look, Israel, you guys, come on now. Listen to me. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord, God of hosts, because ye spake this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour it. So he going to make the truth hurt. In other words, the Most High told Jeremiah, I'm going to make you make this truth. I'm about to put in your mouth this word. This right here going to burn them up. So there are a lot of us that are not going to be able to handle this truth. A lot of us going to turn and run and duck tail. Some of us going to lie and try to run away from the truth, or call those who are speaking the truth liars. Try to make it seem like we're the problem. And we don't know what we're talking about. Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from far, a house, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understand what they say. Y'all, we are experiencing that right now. We are here right now. We're here right now. But I'm going to go back and I'm going to read it for you for Jeremiah chapter 1. Let's go back here for a second. Let's go back to verse 14, where it says, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. So let's check out Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9. Jeremiah 1 and 9. Let's reference that. Let's get some backup. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my word in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. So he pretty much telling Jeremiah, I put this word in your mouth so you can tear down some, get rid of some of that old stuff, get rid of some of those wicked peoples, and build up some new stuff to put his word back into place, put what his righteousness back into place. In other words, that's what he pretty much told the people. Let's do Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 49, because verse 15, it says, Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. Okay, because we in the book of Jeremiah, but we're going to let's get some backup for that. For Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 49. Deuteronomy 28 and 49. You don't realize how the book, this book is so real. This book is so real. Yeah, see, Deuteronomy 28 and 49. Okay, let's read it up. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle fleeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Okay? That's what he put against us. And let's look at that. What do you think about these people that we're with now? It's the same people. Just different generation of them. But they're the same people. And that's where we are now. That's who we're dealing with. Verse 16 of Jeremiah. Chapter 5. Their quiver is as an open sepulcher. They are all mighty men. And they shall eat up thine harvest and thy bread, which thy sons and thy daughters should eat. They shall eat up thy flocks and thine herds. They shall eat up thy wine, thy vines and thy fig trees. They shall impoverish thy fenced cities wherein thou trustest with the word, with the sword. So pretty much they're just tearing us down. Our battlements, we have nothing. We didn't even be able to fight them in the war. They come in to devour everything. We're not going to be able to have too much food. We're going to be poor. Pretty much it's just saying that we're going to be just, Most High is putting us at the bottom of the barrel right now. And we're witnessing this right now. Let's take Deuteronomy 28. Okay, let's check out Deuteronomy 28. 28 and verse 31. Deuteronomy 28 and 31. Let's see what it says here. It says also, thus thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from thee, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemy, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the long, and there shall be no might in thine hands. Okay? Of the fruit of thy nation, all thy labor shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up. So he's even at labor. So guys, we labored for free for how many years we've been America. We built it. But they ate it up. We have nothing to show for our hard work. And the Most High told us this. That's why I said, when you read this book, come out of this Christian belief of reading this Bible. This is a history, and it was repeating itself, literally, right before our eyes. Verse 33. I did read 33, so I'm bad at one anyway. So let's get back to our Jeremiah 5, verse 18. Nevertheless, in those days, saith the Lord, I will not make a full end with you, meaning he will take us all out. And it shall come to pass when ye shall say, wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things? Let's read that again. Wherefore do the Lord our God all these things unto us? Pretty much, why does he do these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, like as ye have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not your own, or pretty much that is not yours. So Messiah is pretty much saying, okay, we ask him, why is he allowing this to happen to us? Because we sit here, and a lot of times we ask, like, why is this happening to us? Because I even asked that back a few years back, 7 years ago, before my eyes opened to the truth, when Messiah allowed the answer to come to me, or to give me the answer. Maybe he felt I was worthy. Hallelujah. And I was like, why is this happening to us? And when I said us, it wasn't just me. It's like the whole black race. Like, what is going on with us? Why are we being treated this way all over the world? It wasn't even just in the U.S., but it was everywhere. Why are we even going to captivity in the first place? Why was there even slavery for black folks? And why we can't seem to get ahead even after it was all over, so to speak, even though we know it's not over? They just removed the shackles. That's all. We're still in prison and oppressed. It's done in a more clever way. It's done in a way more clever way. And it shall come to pass, and ye shall say, wherefore do the Lord our God do all these things to us? And he shall answer us and say, like, as ye have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in the land that is not yours. So I'm pretty much going to put some people over y'all that y'all know nothing about. That's going to just do the same things y'all did to me. That's what y'all going to do. Declare this in the house of Jacob and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Because he's asking, fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bond of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? So pretty much he's saying, you know, you don't fear me, somebody who have sand built up with waves. I don't care how high the waves get, they ain't coming past this wall that I done put up. That's what he's saying. And y'all don't scare me who built this thing, who can control the waves? Y'all seen these waves? Okay? But this people have a revolting and a rebellious heart, they are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter in his season. He reserved unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. So pretty much, you know, he said, y'all don't even say this. Y'all don't even say this. Y'all don't say this to him. You know, y'all don't say, let us rejoice for him. Let's fear him. We don't fear him. That's the problem. We don't fear him because a lot of us don't believe he exists. A lot of us just really don't believe he exists. And that's deep down what it is. That's why, so when you pick up the so-called New Testament, so-called Old Testament, all that stuff like that, y'all ain't believing in the Most High power. Y'all playing religion. Verse 25, your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholding good things from you. So your sinning and your iniquities have caused the Most High to take away his good life for you. That life he gave you back in the day. Life he gave Israel back in the day and gave Judah and them, that good life where no nation could stand up against us. Not one. Okay? For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that set his snares, that set a trap, they catch men. So we got a lot of that now going around. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore, they are become great and wax rich. Oh, we know about our T.D. Jakes and T.D. Snakes and all of them. We all know about them guys. They are waxing fat. They shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? So pretty much he's saying, yeah, you notice that a lot of our preachers, man, they're down for that dollar. That dollar making them holler right now. That's their love. They ain't out there taking care of the homeless and the fatherless and stuff like that. Those donations that come in on so-called tithes they be bringing in, that's money supposed to be going out to the homeless and the fatherless and stuff like that. Find out who's in need. You know, you be giving it away. That should not be your income to take care of your home. I'm sorry. And I know a lot of people are going to get upset about me saying this. But it should not be taking care of your home. It shouldn't be doing that. Those monies come in should be going out to the needy. You need to be working yourself. Because being a minister is not a job. It's not a 9-to-5. Okay? Jeremiah, you think he was a 9-to-5 preacher? You know, no, his stuff was going on and on and on. You think Christ, everybody who loves Christ, I love me some Jesus. I love Christ. But are you really doing what he did? He sacrificed a lot. The Most High ain't had nothing. Guess what he did? He was a carpenter. He worked with his hands to make his loot. Okay? Those donations that came in, they went out to the people. They're supposed to go out to the people, not make you fat and rich. Okay? Yes, the Levites did get cash back in the day, too, but it also helps with the building, the maintenance of the building. It helped with a lot of stuff. Because like I said, guys, there's nothing new under the sun. People spent currency just like they spent currency here. There was trades going on. There was things going on. Nothing was for free. Okay? We need to get in ahead, too. Nothing was for free. All right, let me keep going, though, before I go into a big rant. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. My people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? You hear that, y'all? Falsely. We got a lot of preachers and prophets and stuff out here falsely saying some stuff and doing things they shouldn't be doing. There are a lot of them. They're all around right now, and they're growing, and they're getting fat and rich and stuff. Thank you for joining me for Jeremiah chapter 5. And for more good readings, please join me on my podcast, EPRN. Have a blessed day. in small readings.